It's 7:45 here on Giant 90.9. And that can only mean one thing. Your host, Owen Pulley, is alongside Maxwell Gilly and Lucas McKee in HD1 Studios. And it's time for the Sports Spotlight! Welcome back to the Sports Spotlight here on Indy's Giant 90.9. And it's going to be our first recorded episode in a long time before fall break, because last week on Thursday we didn't have the recorded episode, and today we do. So, good for us, we're doing good. But welcome to this Tuesday morning, Tuesday, November 1st. Before we get into anything, I'm Owen Poley alongside Max Gilly and Lucas McKee. How is you guys' Halloween?
I was doing some homework and then played my game, so, I mean, that's all. It was pretty good, though. It was pretty chill.
We once again had literally no one show up to our house.
Nobody.
Again. No one has done that since we've lived there, so.
It's kind of sad.
Yeah, it's fine. It's an easy Halloween, though. It was
all
right.
And then you just eat all the candy that you bought.
We didn't even get that much. There was no point.
Yeah.
We were going to give away candy, but I have 4 pit bulls, and every time somebody comes up to the door, it's bad. So we just decided not
to. I went over to my friend's house. At first I went over to my aunt and uncle's house, and then we hung out there. And then we were chilling there for a little bit, and then my friend texted me and asked me what I was doing. So I went over to his house, and he's got, like, this Pomeranian. And...
Pomeranian, I love him.
And she's like 10 years old. Speaking of dogs that are like 10 years old, 9 years old is my dog. Her birthday's today.
My dog's birthday is yesterday on Halloween.
Nice, nice. So her birthday's today. But the Pomeranian was sitting there, and she's like this devil dog. And she's just like, she's normally like barking all the time. But like, she's being chill. And my friend is like, don't antagonize her. And I look at her right in her eyes. And I go, she just starts going crazy.
Yeah.
She's like barking.
I love them dogs because of that reason.
Yeah. It was pretty funny, though.
My brother had a dog like that, and it got kicked a few times. Not like actually like kicked. It was like a shove kick, but
Max,
like a back away. But
do you have any dogs?
Yeah. Yeah, we got 3 right now.
Jeez, what kind of dogs do you have?
I don't even know names very well. I think one of them...
Wait. Oh, okay.
Like types. I know their names. I don't know types of dogs very well.
Nah, this guy I think is Jerry.
I think we named him this.
Could be Todd.
I forgot what we named him, really.
It's a different name every day, but no. Yeah.
He just knows his name every day.
Two, I'll call them. We used to have a big one, but she passed away a couple weeks ago. And then we have like 2... kind of medium-sized ones and then one very small one right now.
Yeah. All right, going away from dogs, we're going to get right into the sports episode.
And talk about some dogs.
Talk about some dogs, but not some dogs. We're going to talk about birds first. Last week, everybody, let's give a big round of applause for Amazon and the NFL for finally putting together a decent second half. The second half was good.
The first half was still slow.
Of Thursday Night Football. For the Ravens and the Buccaneers. The Ravens beat the Buccaneers 27-22. And Tom Brady, for the first time in his career, is 2 games under 500.
He's not off to a good start.
No, not off to a good start. Having some marriage troubles, too, outside of the field with Giselle.
So is Rodgers now, though. He's also going...
Rodgers is... Not marriage-wise, but...
Well, no, I'm talking
about football-wise. Yeah. Max, you'll be happy the Broncos got a win over the Jaguars 21-17.
Awful game to watch, but I'm still happy they won.
And the Sunday night game, the Bills beat the Packers 27-17. So go Bills. Bills Mafia. Second favorite team. They're pretty good right now. Like you said, Lucas, the Packers are struggling right now. Aaron Rodgers still trying to find his footing. The back-to-back MVP still trying to find his footing in the NFL this season. And the Browns absolutely dominate the Bengals on Monday Night Football, 32-13. And one of the games I did want to talk about real quick was the Falcons-Panthers game. 37-34
was
the
game.
Overtime final.
Great game.
And I want to talk – it was a pretty good game, but I want to talk about the last probably 10 seconds of the fourth quarter. DJ Moore.
Yeah, DJ Moore.
DJ Moore. PJ Tucker steps up in the pocket, throws a deep – down to PJ Moore in the or excuse me, DJ Moore in the end zone for a touchdown. He takes off his helmet.
Yep, that's
unsportsmanlike conduct. They took off 15 yards off the extra point, so a 48-yard attempt, and they missed it. Ended up losing in overtime to a game-winning field goal by Youngway Koo. So that was very unfortunate.
Yeah, you know, players know that they can't. I mean, at least I should assume. And if not, then that's coaching. But you can't take off your helmet during a play. You can't take off. If your helmet gets taken off, then it's a flag on the other team. But you can't take off your helmet after a play for a celebration or even during a play. So,
yeah. And there was a lot of controversy with that with Terry McLaurin on the Commanders against the Colts when he caught that pass to the 1 yard line over Stephon Gilmore. He took off his helmet, but it was a timeout. So that's the reason why I believe. But a lot of people are saying that it should be called a penalty there. But I think because it was a timeout, that's equivalent of walking off the field and taking your helmet off. But
well, once they call timeout, you can take your helmet off.
And they did as soon as he
caught it. Water because it's a water break.
Yeah, as soon as he caught it, they called a timeout.
Yeah,
but the Lions, who are 1-6, the Detroit Lions are 1-6 right now. The Dolphins are 5-3 after this game. I want to touch on this a little bit. The Lions were up 27-17.
Yeah, I saw that
at halftime, and then they ended up losing 31-27. The Dolphins scored 14 unanswered in the third quarter, and then nobody else scored after that.
Do you think they're going to try and tank this year to try and get a quarterback since Jared Goff on his last year with him?
I'm not sure.
I think it was only a 2 year.
Speaking of Jared Goff.
I'm not too sure, but.
Yeah. Speaking of Jared Goff and the other side of that trade in Los Angeles, the Super Bowl champs, the former Super Bowl champs of, or the reigning Super Bowl champs, and Matt Stafford, who was in that Detroit trade for Jared Goff, kind of struggling right now, lost 31-14 to the Niners. Christian McCaffrey had a night. He was 1-for-1 on his completions for a touchdown, 34-yard touchdown passing-wise, and went 18 carries, 94 yards, and a touchdown, and then had a touchdown receiving. First player since 2005 to have a passing, receiving, and rushing touchdown.
Rams have struggled with the Niners in that division
except for the playoffs.
For 10 straight games. 10 consecutive regular season games they have lost. Or 9. It's 9 or 10, but
and the last time
I don't know why they can only beat them. I mean I guess it's when it matters is playoffs when they can beat them, but
yeah, the only time they beat them was in the NFC
championship
game. I do want to talk about that Colts and Commanders game. They lost 17-16. The Colts did.
Heartbreaker. Oh,
after
my goodness.
Being up 9 at one point in the fourth quarter, it seemed like they had it put away, essentially. They just needed to kick a field goal. And then,
yep. Or on that 4th-and-1 where the Colts punted it for that game-winning drive for the Commanders, they could have QB sneak or I feel like a QB sneak to get the first down and then run out the clock was definitely doable with Sam.
The one where he was short kind of hurt, too, where they challenged it. He ended up being short.
Yeah, it was clearly short.
And they still challenged it?
Yeah, I blame a lot of that on the fans yelling. And it was like, oh, challenge that because we were a little upset. But when you see the replay, you should clearly, oh, he was not passed. But then he still threw the flag, so. Or the challenge flag, so
yeah,
bad challenge. It was a fun game to be there though, fun game to be there and watch, but not outcome.
Terry McLaurin had 6 receptions for 113 yards. One of those being, I believe, a 50 yard pass play.
Yeah, on the last.
Yeah, over Stephon Gilmore. That was partially, I think, that nobody was really watching him. He'd only had 5 receptions up to that, and Stephon Gilmore got kind of caught sleeping.
He said, "This is my city."
Yeah. Which is kind of weird. I
mean, well, because he was born and raised here. He went to Cathedral High School, and he's an Indianapolis Colts fan. He wanted to play for the Colts.
Yeah, I get that, but, I mean, he played in Washington. That's kind of messed up to do that.
It's kind of, yeah.
Just for this game, but I get it. Like, you're an Indiana guy.
Yeah, it makes sense.
To do that. But the Colts overall just, I wasn't a big fan of it. They're 3-4-1 right now.
Coaching.
Yeah, but what I'm not a big fan of with Colts fans, though, is, like, I'm not just saying, like, just you or just anybody, but, like, The thing is, and I know, like, you said he's a good coach in the past, like, in the season. But, like, if he messes up, he's an idiot. But if that play works out, he's a genius, which I'm not a big fan of.
I've never said that.
Well, I'm not saying you, but, like, Colts fans and I don't, some Colts fans.
I whenever we went I forget what game it was, but Frank Reich went for a fourth down and three in the red zone, and they ended up getting it, and I hated it. I hated the play call. Yeah. I was like, just take your points. And they got a drive out, they got a touchdown out the out of it, so I was like, whatever. But still, take your points. That's the problem with Frank Reich. When it's in his face, the points are in his face, he doesn't take the points. He likes to go gutsy all the time. Sometimes it's good, but not all the time, especially when you do it all the time and it's predictable. They're like, oh, this fourth down and one is like a third down and one for them. We know what they're going to run. And then, like, the dumb screen passes and...
The tight end screen is stupid.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Frank Reich's play calling is not the greatest. It's a lot of schemes. A lot of... I can't think of the word right now, but...
Max, you haven't talked in a while.
I just haven't had really anything to add. I mean, it's just been... When you lose to the Commanders, it's awful. They've been playing awful, and their schedule has a couple of hard teams coming up soon. Anyway, Cowboys are good. Eagles are much better. Vikings undefeated. Are doing good this year.
They head to... are you talking about...
I'm looking ahead for Colton's schedule,
And they're at New England next week.
Yeah. Yep. It's not going to be fun.
50 bomb. I don't know about that. But that could happen. Who do they play on Christmas? I forgot.
They play Monday Night Football. So it'll be Chargers in Indianapolis on the 26th.
Yeah.
26th, that's right.
That's a game I don't know about because the Chargers have looked good and then they haven't. But also, the Colts just haven't looked good at all.
Well, I mean, when the Chargers lose to Jacksonville, you lose some respect for them early on in the season.
The Jacksonville loses to Broncos, but also loses to the Colts. That game was awful.
Yeah. But the Colts will travel to New England next week, and going to the primetime games, the Eagles and the Texans will play on Thursday night in Houston. And what I think is funny, we were talking about this a little bit, that... The Texans and the Eagles game is in Houston, and then that game five, so game three got postponed for the World Series. We'll touch on that a little bit later, but the World Series game three got pushed back to today in Philly because of rain, so game four and game five will both be in Philly as well. So the Astros, there will be a day on Thursday where the Houston Astros are playing the Philadelphia Phillies in Philadelphia, and the Houston Texans will be hosting the Philadelphia Eagles in Houston. So, just two cities going at it. And it's just kind of crazy how that worked out for the schedule. But for Sunday Night Football, the Titans will head to Kansas City. So, that should be a good game there. Hopefully, I'm just looking for some good football overall. And then Monday night, the Ravens and the Saints will duke it out in New Orleans.
The Saints just always have to be on national TV. They haven't looked really that good this year, but hey, it's Monday Night Football, you never know.
And you are listening to the Sports Spotlight on WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back with the NBA. The Pacers are tanking, and I love it. Sports Spotlight in HD 90.9.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player. No matter the challenges I face every day in the NFL, my mom is always there for me, despite her own struggles with muscular dystrophy. And MDA is there for my mom. At their 150 care centers across the U.S., MDA is the leading organization in research and care for kids and adults with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and related neuromuscular diseases. Join me and learn more at helpmda.org today. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Sports Spotlight here on Indy's Giant 90.9. I'm Owen Poy alongside Max Gilley and Lucas McKee. You're listening to the Sports Spotlight. We talked about the NFL news. We're going to get into the NBA news. The Pacers take a loss last night, 116-109, to the Brooklyn Nets. And they're looking good. Chris Duarte dropped 30 points. But I'm, like I said, I'm a big fan of this whole tanking type thing, trusting the process. But they lose last night. They are 3-5. The Nets are 2-5. But Chris Duarte had 30 points, 3 rebounds, and 1 assist. Buddy Hield had 22, 7-3. Tyrese Haliburton with 11, 5, and 8. And Benedict Mathurin with 16, 1, and 2. So a lot of guys that I'm really liking to see. But then another guy, like Miles Turner, he only dropped 7, 2, and 5. So, and only 20 minutes played. 20 minutes played as a starter. And Mathurin off the bench playing more minutes than him, 22 points there. And I'm excited to see Mathurin in the future.
Well, Miles Turner, once out, he went onto Woj's pod and was basically saying that he wants to be traded to the Lakers, saying, quote, "If I'm the Lakers, I take a very hard look at this with the position that you're in." And he said, "I know what I can provide for a team, my leadership, my shot blocking, my three-point ability, and just my ability to make plays out there on the floor."
Notice how he didn't say rebounding.
Exactly.
He wants to be with LeBron. That's it.
It is exactly like that. He wants to be in a major market team because he hates being in a small market like Indiana. He wants to be with LeBron.
And it's, Russ over there.
They're going to probably send Russ over here. That's the main thing.
I don't want him. He's a roster killer. Hey,
I don't want him either. And Victor, they might be tanking for Victor.
Victor Wembanyama playing with... Victor,
where your mama at?
Where your mama
who
at?
Said that?
Wembanyama?
I forget who said that on the Sports Center, but it was hilarious.
Skip Bayless or something.
I forget.
Stephen A. Smith.
No, honestly,
it wasn't him.
No, but Victor Wembanyama playing over in the in some European league. I can't even pronounce the team name.
He can't be real.
He's 7'4".
Not only that,
he's a guard.
Not only that, he makes everything. Like, he doesn't miss threes, everything. Like, it's almost a cheat. I don't understand. Like, you shouldn't be that big shooting that good, but at the same time, you should. But I'm who might know.
Yeah. But another big name last night in the Nets game, like I said, Kevin Durant dropping 36 points against the Pacers. That's pretty good there for the old timer. But some teams that are kind of falling off right now, the Magic still 1-6 in last place. But Paolo Banchero playing really good basketball there. But the Nets, led by veteran Kevin Durant, 2-5. And that's pretty much like the only veteran team that's kind of in that's struggling there. But the Lakers are 1-5, led by the GOAT, you could call him, second greatest of all time, third greatest of all time, one of those three. The Lakers 1-5, the Warriors 3-4. The Mavericks still trying to figure something out. They're 3-3. Now, it is pretty early, but the Trailblazers are leading the West at 5-1. So are the Suns. They are at 5-1 as well. And the Jazz are 6-2. But over in the East, the Bucks are 6-0, still undefeated. The Cavaliers are 5-1, and the Celtics are 4-2.
I like another Suns-Bucks matchup in the championship this year. I think the Suns are looking good. The Bucks are looking good. But you know, it's also still early on in the season. That's just an early prediction. We'll probably get a better look at it a few more weeks from now, but I like an early prediction of that right now. I do like the Suns though. I've been on the Suns for a couple years actually. But I kind of like the Suns. I just really like their jerseys.
I like their uniforms.
I really like their uniforms. So, I mean, cause I didn't want to root for the Pacers. So I chose a different team when I was younger. I was like, And then I was like, ooh, KD. So I went with whatever team KD was on. But my second favorite team is the Suns because I love their
whatever
uniforms.
KD was on. So that would
it was OKC.
Thunder?
Yeah, it was OKC. I had a basketball when I was in second or third grade it was a KD basketball with OKC. It was awesome.
I liked his shoes. I always wore KD shoes.
I never got any like actual name brand shoes, but I always wanted the all black KDs.
Those are nice. My friend, he grew up and he only had Curry stuff on. We thought he was so cool because he had like Curry stuff on, and he still wears Curry stuff like occasionally. But like, he would come to school with like a Curry shirt on, Curry shorts, Curry like tights, like
yeah,
leg, whatever.
Curry back then,
you know, Curry socks and shoes, Curry backpack. Like he literally wore like a Curry headband. There'd be times where he was playing basketball at recess, bro. We had like a PTO league, which is like you play on Saturday mornings. Bro would literally shoot his free throws with his mouth guard hanging out of his mouth. He was Curry.
Yeah, he was training to be the next Curry.
Yeah.
How in the world is San Antonio 5-2?
I don't know. I thought literally Greg Popovich was like,
yeah, right. He was like,
I probably shouldn't say this, but don't bet on us.
Yeah. Don't bet on us.
I mean, I know it's early, but it's weird just seeing them
He's like, well, I guess we're the only league team not tanking this year. So
I can't believe that he like. I know he's a legend in San Antonio, but like,
after they love him.
All that team has been through. Like he's still like job security has never been a question for him.
All they've had the last few years. They've traded everyone away.
Tim Duncan.
They love him.
He retired. But he one of those guys, like they could go 0-82 and Pop's job security is not gonna be messed with. Like he's fine.
Oh yeah, it wasn't his fault.
Yeah.
He's a great guy.
But yeah, that's the funny thing about Greg Popovich and San Antonio, he can do whatever he wants pretty much. But that's going to do it for our NBA segment. We're going to come back. No more high school football segment there. Each week we normally talk about high school football. Ben Davis did lose to Brownsburg 48-20 in round one of sectional semifinals. So no more football for the Giants this year. But next season they should be back if everything's going, unless we go into like nuclear warfare or something. We know we probably won't. Armageddon.
Wouldn't say probably.
No. But they're going to come back next year and hopefully better than ever. Lots of senior players that are going to – or lots of junior players this year that are going to come back as seniors and hopefully bring a state title back to Ben Davis. Obviously, Max and I and Lucas, you won't be here.
We all won't be here.
We're going to be doing bigger and better things. But we're going to come back and talk a little bit about the World Series. We're going to talk a lot about the World Series, I should say. And then we'll end off the show. But that's going to do it for this segment. On the Sports Spotlight on Indy's Giant 9.9.
Wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Can you feel it? We're back with some sports and the World Series. Can you feel the action in the World Series? The series is all tied up 1-1. Game 3 was postponed yesterday due to inclement weather. But Game 3 is going to be held today in Philadelphia. Like I said, the series is tied 1-1. The Phillies took Game 1 and the Astros took Game 2. Max, what do you think is going to happen for Game 3?
Ooh, I have been on Houston throughout this entire series. So I think it's going to be going to Houston. An interesting stat I saw is that, like, the four times game three was in Philly, it, like, rained and had to have the games postponed every single time. So that's an interesting thing there. But, no, I think Houston, I'm still thinking Houston can win the series.
And no roof to close it on the bad weather like they do in Houston. And more, the Houston is more of a weather thing of the heat than the rain, as they do have that in Houston for the Texans as well. And they have that in Arizona. But Arizona, I mean, Dallas has it too. I mean, it can snow in Dallas and Arlington area, but a lot of the teams with warmer climates have the roof closure for heat rather than rain. Lucas, what is your opinion on the World Series Game 3?
It's all tied up right now, so I hope it's not a blowout and then a comeback again. I kind of want it to be like back and forth, you know what I mean? Like a couple runs and then a couple runs, so that way it's like a nail biter. I mean, it was great though to see the Phillies come back. Did you see what the owner said to him? He was like, "I'm underpaying you." He's like, "I've never known I can underpay someone for $330 million.
Yeah,
I'm
talking definitely to underpaying you." Yeah. Bryce Harper on there, but like I said, game three.
I'm excited though. I am.
I'm excited. I think the Phillies are going to take one more game. I don't know when it's going to be, but they're going to take one more game, and the Astros are going to win it all. I think that's my opinion. The Astros are going to win in six games.
So are you still going in five games for Houston?
Yeah, the Houston's winning it all, like the rest of the games.
So in five, yep.
Yep.
I'll just say game seven because I want it to be interesting for Houston going all the way. Because game seven is the best word in sports.
It's actually two words.
Yeah, I know it's two words.
Actually, Max, technically speaking, it's two words. Get it
right. Technically, it's one word. And then
game
a number.
Seven. Exactly. Well, if you spell it out, it's...
I said games with the number seven.
S-E-V-E-N. Oh, you said the number seven. Yes, exactly. So I said the word, you said the number.
Yeah, we changed it, of course.
So there's a difference.
Yeah.
You can tell the difference between seven and seven?
Yeah, of course.
Obviously. I heard it there. I think the first... It could have been the second. I don't know. Anyway, the Astros and the Phillies duke it out tonight. At 8:03 is your first pitch. I don't know why it keeps putting my phone in central time, but check that out there. I don't even know where to find it. I would tell you.
It's going to be on Fox, obviously.
Probably on Fox. Yeah. CBS Sports looks like could, too. Watch that. You could probably watch it, like, anywhere. You know, streaming sites and everything like that. But that's going to do it for our MLB segment. It's a lot shorter than I thought it was going to be. But Ben Davis takes on number 5 ranked Hamilton Southeastern at 10 a.m. here at Ben Davis. And then they take on the number 4 ranked Fishers here at Ben Davis at 6:30 p.m. Check it right here. Indy's Giant 90.9. Elijah Ennis and Owen Pulley will be on that call. Hey, my name is Owen Pulley.
Owen.
I'll be on that call with Elijah. And that should be fun games there to start off the season. You had to host Bench Buzz yesterday, Max, because of I wasn't here, but you had fun doing that once more.
Yeah, it was interesting. He was talking about how they have a lot of talent. He's just trying to figure out where he wants to put everyone. Was talking about that there's actually going to be some very good freshmen coming up, so that should be interesting to see. I'm looking at the Class 4A poll right now. Has Fishers at 4, Hamilton Southeastern is at 5, and then Mooresville is all the way at 18th, and I say that because games 1, 2, and 3 are all against teams in the top 20 of the preseason poll.
And Mooresville is the team that knocked out Ben Davis last year in the regional championship, and that was a sad game to watch, but it's all right. Check us out on Audio Boom and Spotify, anywhere that has any streaming websites on it, and you can check us out on, like I said, Audio Boom. But also, if you want to make a request, 317-244-9234. It's 317-244-WBDG. You can check us out on Instagram and Twitter and everything like that at WBDG Indy. Except for TikTok, we are Giant, at Giant 90, period 9, so Giant 90.9. School Talk is on Friday mornings at 7:30 a.m. and replays at 2 p.m. Max, you don't host it, but you...
I'm the producer of it.
You produced it for Emerson. Emerson is obviously your host. And speaking of School Talk, you guys just won an award.
We did. So, well, we finally got our trophies from the IBS Awards, the Intercollegiate Broadcasting System, I think, is the official term. But we submitted everything, I think, back in January. They announced half of it in March, and then didn't announce that we were winners until May. And then in October, we finally got our trophies. So
October 31st, you got your trophies. But speaking of shows that you guys do, or that you got awards for, Max, what shows do you do?
Well, I do this one right here every Tuesday and Thursday. I do On the Fly every Thursday at 8:45, 9:15. I do Off the Rails every Monday, 7:30, 8:45. School Talk every Friday at 7:30 a.m. And you'll hear me most likely on game episodes and other places.
Yeah,
it's very busy.
Check me out on Tuesdays and Thursdays, obviously, on this show. And then Wednesdays, All Gas, No Breaks. We talk about racing. And then on Friday, we have Thriller Friday, which is a 80s themed kind of show. I mean, we play music from really anywhere, but really 80s music. And then we had a Halloween episode last week, and we figured out December 23rd, we're going to have a Christmas episode. So, Max, if you want to hop on that, and Lucas, you want to hop on that, we can play Christmas music.
I love Christmas music. Mariah Carey is defrosting right now.
Yeah, she is. So is Michael Bublé.
She's about to make a lot of money for doing absolutely
nothing.
She's
already been tweeting about it, like, for being November 1st, like it's time. Yeah. So, naturally, I had to block her because I hate that song
naturally,
so
I had to
much.
Block her.
Yeah.
Honestly, I feel like I actually do. Yeah, I was about to say, I actually like the song. So I mean, I don't mind it. I mean, I can hear it and not be like, oh, my. But, like, if I hear it over and over and over, I mean, I hear it over and over each year, but, like, I'm talking in a row, then I'll get annoyed. So, I like it. It's a good song, but not back to back to back at the same time. Yeah, after bringing it up after next year, that's okay.
Yeah. That's going to do it for the show today. My name is Owen Pulley alongside Max Gilley and Lucas McKee here on Indy's Giant 90.9.